David Neese is campaigning for seat E. He's a retired ASD math teacher who's concerned the district is spending too much money.
Currently, we have an operating budget of about $540 million, and about $125 million goes to the teachers and their salaries, and about $19 million goes to keeping the buildings heated, lit, phones on. The rest of it is kind of what I'm there to question.
Neese says the district has to stop borrowing so much money and is adamantly opposed to Proposition 1, a $59 million bond that will appear on the ballot.
General obligation bonds is what got us into debt to the tune of $928 million to be paid back over the next 20 years. So there's $90 million of the budget this year that has to go for bond and interest.
Neese is running against incumbent Kathleen Plunkett. She's been an accountant at ConocoPhillips for 30 years. She explains her priorities.
So we need to continue to work on student achievement and on lowering our class size as we did with this last budget.
Plunkett says she thinks mentorships will play an increasingly important role in student success, especially with funding cuts on the horizon.
If all of us were to be in the schools more, which is one of the things I think that we should do, it makes a huge difference for our kids.
Tam Agosti-Giesler is running for seat F. She was an ASD language teacher for 22 years and is now director of the Anchorage School Business Partnership Program and an adjunct professor at UAA, where she instructs future teachers.
I care deeply about the type of teachers that we're hiring into the district.
Agosti-Giesler says if she's elected to the board, she'll concentrate on increasing vocational and technical education opportunities for students.
When you give a student a task that they find relevant and can apply to a future career, they're going to be re-engaged in the process.
Agosti-Giesler is running against Richard Wanda, who did not attend the forum. Natasha von Imhoff is running for seat G. She owns and operates several businesses and says if she's elected, she'll bring a common-sense approach to the board.
I believe that we're entering into an era of fiscal shrinking, so I'm looking for ways to make sure we are thoughtful and careful in the process the next couple years.
Von Imhoff, who serves on several boards of nonprofit organizations, says with fewer and fewer dollars available, nonprofits could soon play an important role in the district.
What I'd like to see is several of the nonprofits possibly providing some of the social services that the school district is already tasked to offer.
Star Marcette is also running for seat G. She has a background in the financial industry and has been involved with Anchorage schools in several capacities, including as a substitute teacher.
I also quit my job full-time and substitute taught for 3 years, so I'd have a better understanding of what the teachers and the students are facing in the classroom. This is when I decided that I was going to run for school board in 2008, so I've been doing my homework.
Marcette says one thing she'll be focused on if she's elected to the board is closing the achievement gap.
Our achievement gap between Caucasians and subgroups is widening, and the improvement plan has not changed. It's exactly the same improvement plan. Education is the equalizer. We have to make sure that happens.
All six candidates will appear on the ballot for the Anchorage municipal elections, along with several mayoral candidates and seven propositions. Early voting started Monday, and Election Day is set for April 3rd. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.